Hi, I'm Katie.
And I'm Coley. Welcome to the SVU Coven podcast, Little Witch Detectives.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I'm in a good mood today, even though we're about to talk about some heavy stuff, but
Yeah.
generally.
I'm looking forward to getting this episode done with because this has been overwhelming me for the past week.
I know, and I appreciate so much how much work you've put into it. Because I've been watching like the drama videos, but
Yeah.
yeah. And obviously the day we're recording this, something new came out too.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
similar to Colleen, I feel like it's an ever evolving situation
Yeah.
a little bit.
It is.
But since we have a lot to cover, should we just jump into things?
Yes.
Okay, so this is our witch talk. It's the corner of the intro of our show where we catch you guys up on what we've been doing. It always makes me laugh a little bit because we talk every day pretty much. So we already know, but we want you guys to know.
Yes.
So what is going on with me? Not a lot of new stuff, just the same stuff as last time. Tonight, though, I'm going to like a cookout with my boyfriend and his friends. So,
Yay.
yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm very nervous because I want his friends to like me, you know? But I am a little anxious wallflower at stuff like that. So I'm glad I keep getting invited, but I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to Minnesota next weekend. So, like, some fun little things in there. But other
Fun.
than that, nothing really new going on with.
Yeah.
Same old, same old. What about you?
I am talking to someone, but I don't know if it's his friends or if it's there's more than friends.
Yeah.
And I'm 20 days away from Lollapalooza,
It's so
21 from the
soon.
official start.
That happened fast.
Yeah, I'm a volunteer, so I get to go a day early. So that's why I'm only 20 instead of 21.
Gotcha.
It's exciting.
I can't wait to see all the pictures.
Yeah. And from the day that we're recording this, which is Friday the 8th, tomorrow is my grandmother's memorial scramble at the golf course. So,
How are you feeling about that?
iffy, but I'll be okay.
I'll be here if you need
Okay.
me. That's a sweet thing to do, though, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's it for me.
We're so exciting.
Yeah.
All good, though. I think we
Yeah,
have a lot of good things happening.
we do.
Oh, you posted another article on Medium this
Oh,
week.
I did. I posted an article about the strikes, the writer's strike and the actor strike.
That it's linked in our Discord, if you guys are interested in reading.
Yes.
All right, then. Shall we keep going?
Yeah. So, the Mariska Corner. Mariska is being honored at the Women's Media Awards.
As she should.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember what day it is. It might be September 12th. But yeah, she's being honored at the Women's Media Awards.
It makes me really happy when people recognize her for
Yeah.
all the stuff she does.
Yeah, me too.
Because she deserves it.
And Mariska in August went to the US Open.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I love that, August is a more. Like, we get to see him a little bit more these days.
Yeah.
And they seem like they're doing good.
Yeah.
He's so cute. We
He's
love Mariska.
adorable.
All right. So one, we could do a whole episode on this, honestly, but
yeah,
I felt like we should mention it in the intro since it happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have talked about this person before on the show multiple times, I believe. So Danny Masterson from That 70s Show finally was convicted for the essay he did, the R word he did. I don't know what the right TikTok term is, but
essay or R word is fine.
That against two women while he was filming That 70s Show, and he got 30 years to life on both charges, I believe. And the reason that this is like a big deal is because that's what should happen every time.
Yes.
And it normally doesn't. And also it hits me a little sideways just because growing up, he was one of my favorite actors, because That 70s Show is very much a comfort show to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not been able to watch it since I found out about this, because he was my favorite character. And I had friends in high school that called me Hyde, which was his nickname on the show, because I loved him so much. So when I found out about this, it like broke my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy for the survivors that they get to see actual justice. And also, if you guys didn't know, he is a practicing Scientologist, which is a whole separate thing I don't even want to get into, but it's a big deal in that community as well to see someone actually go to jail.
Yeah.
So we love to see it.
Yes.
Sometimes the justice system does what it's supposed to.
Once in a while.
On occasion. Which, if you guys want to see a full episode about that, please let us know. I could talk about it forever, but I just felt like it wouldn't be our show if we didn't at least say something about it.
Yeah.
And I really hope SBU does an episode about it one day. Just because. That's what, yeah, I always hope when things happen in the news. I'm like, where's Olivia?
Yes.
And I want to talk to you about this. I meant to text you. My brother and I saw Sound of Freedom yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I was like, this is just a Tuesday for Olivia Benson.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues with Sound of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's literally QAnon conspiracy theory propaganda.
Yeah.
And
but
yeah,
that's why I wanted to talk to you about it before we talk about it on the show. But the whole time I was like, Olivia, where's Olivia? Because it reminds me of my favorite episode of SVU, which is 911, for any of you guys that didn't know. So
yeah,
but yeah, just the little Danny Masterson update. If anything else comes out, we'll talk about it too. But
yep,
I'm just so happy.
Yeah.
That happened that way. Because, you know, usually it goes the way of Brock Turner. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. So moving right along. If you guys are on social media, so are we. We have an Instagram account at SVU Coven. Follow us over there. I'm actually planning on posting something after we're done recording today. So all of our updates are usually over there. Instagram's our primary social media. We also have a free Discord server. So while you're following us on Instagram, you can tap the link in our bio and join the Discord server there. Free to join. It's kind of like a little coven community of us. It's all things SVU Coven, and I would love to grow it. And if you're interested in like talking to us one-on-one, that's probably the fastest way to get to us, in my opinion. However, if social media is not a medium that speaks to you, you can always email us. Coley does check our emails, so somebody is reading them, and she shares them with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's svucoven@gmail.com. If you want to join the Discord and you aren't on Instagram, you can also email us there for that. If you want to sponsor us or be on the show or have questions you want us to answer, anything like that, email is the best way to reach us as well. And also we have merch. I'm not wearing it right now, but Coley and I both have our merch, and it's super soft and comfy and cute, and we designed it all ourselves, and we're super proud of it, and it's through Fourth Wall. I believe you can search SVU Coven on Fourth Wall to get to it, but if not, we've got links.
It's in the show notes.
In the show notes, out and about, Instagram, all that fun stuff. All the money goes to Fourth Wall and to us, and we put it back into the show.
Yep.
So, if you get our merch, take pictures in it. We would love to see it.
Yes. So this is your episodic reminder to rate, review, subscribe, and comment. Rating and subscribing are the most important things. They tell the algorithm that you like us and they will recommend us to other people. Reviewing and commenting is just really nice. We lost all our reviews when we switched podcast hosts and we would like them back. Commenting on YouTube is really nice. You will always see Katie in the comments. And subscribe on YouTube and like. And we have a coffee.
Oh, yeah. We have a coffee.
Yes.
Appreciate the energy exchange. If you donate, it all goes back into the show.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Okay. So, rolling right along into our self-love affirmation. I really love this one. This one came across my mantra yesterday, and I love it. I accept that I have a bitter past, but I will make sure that my past won't define me. And I think that this self-love affirmation goes really well with what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm. It's also very relevant to me in my life at the moment, because I've been doing so much inner child like healing lately. Yeah. Because when you realize that you were just a kid doing the best you could, mm-hmm. and accept that for what it is, it's almost fun to like go back and do things that spark joy for your, yeah. inner child. My biggest one is my Reckless Journal. I was sending you videos of it yesterday. But
I love it.
It's like adult coloring that's not a coloring book. You know what I mean?
It's so like, much fun. It looks so much fun.
It's so much fun. And that's been that and going to the library have been like, little Katie is so happy.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot to be said for accepting your past for what it is, but making sure that it's not your whole personality.
Yeah.
You know, so I like that one.
Okay, we're going to get into some heavy stuff.
Let's go.
First, we're going to start off with trigger warnings and disclaimers. Trigger warning. We'll be discussing child abuse and neglect in this episode. And yes, I'm going to use the terms because it wasn't sugar-coated or not whitewashed. I don't remember the term, but it wasn't like cutesified for the children who went through it, so I'm not going to cutesify it. Yeah. Disclaimer one. For this episode, I will not be naming any of the 8 passengers' children, even the adult children. They've had their privacy violated enough being exploited online for content. Disclaimer two, this is not going to be what our channel is turning into. We are not going to become a Fundy Stark channel. If you want to keep up with Fundy Stark, or you want to dabble in Fundy Stark, or even specifically 8 passengers, check out Jordan McKay on YouTube, or Jen and James over on Funday Fridays. Disclaimer three, don't touch the poo. That means don't reach out to anyone involved in the situation, especially to send them antagonizing comments. It just fuels their fire for what they do. Disclaimer four, be skeptical. Not everything you see on the internet is true. Not everything that you see about this case is true, especially from YouTubers who don't normally talk about 8 passengers. We got our information from Jordan McKay, who have been talking about 8 passengers for years. We also got some information from Mormon Stories. And Natalie Loyerchik. They all collaborated with Jordan McKay to bring you that information. So, and I'm adding a disclaimer 5 in here. We are talking about high demand religion, being Mormonism. We don't think all Christians are bad.
No.
And this is out of, this is out of the norm for even Mormons. So, yeah.
And us, even.
And
I don't.
Us.
We are, Coley already said, but just in general, this is not what our podcast is going to be. We're not evolving into, you know, we're doing these episodes because they're important.
Yeah.
And because also we are supportive of the strike.
Yes.
But I do want, if anybody is coming here thinking that this is the kind of channel we are, it isn't, but it's adjacent to the things that are important to us.
Yeah.
And Coley has gone above and beyond doing the research for this and crediting the people who have been talking about it and researching it for years, really.
Yeah.
So just know that. And if this is also a thing that's difficult for you to hear about, please click off and listen to one of our other episodes. Or
yes.
We've got a lot of fun ones. We did a really cute astrology one last week. So
yeah.
Yeah, when you said that and I was reading your disclaimers, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like we really need to make that. Like,
yeah.
I didn't think about it until just now, but yeah, just, yeah.
All right, so let's jump into our players, our who. First we have Ruby Frankie. It is Frankie, not Frank. She is the mom of the popular YouTube channel 8 Passengers, who had 2.3 million subscribers before the channel was deleted. 8 Passengers has been taken off of YouTube, like I just said. Her current business partner, Jody Hildebrandt, who we'll be talking about in a minute, in Connections, which is a parent counseling service, they give what I believe is terrible parenting advice. They believe in living in truth rather than distortion. They're Mormon. She refused to bring her 6-year-old daughter, who forgot her lunch food and hoped that none of the, like, no one at the school would take pity on her and give her lunch. Also sent her eldest son to a wilderness troubled teen camp and took his bedroom. I have bed here, but it was his bedroom away and made him sleep on a beanbag for 7 months. A beanbag in the family room. So
this is all, was this in the case notes stuff, or was
the lunch and the sleeping on the beanbag were not in the case. They're previous things that have happened.
Okay.
But just for some background,
mm-hmm.
as to who Ruby is.
Gotcha.
So then there's Kevin Frankie, who is the dad of 8 Passengers. He and Ruby seem to be separated. I don't know if it's a legal separation or if they're just not living in the same house or what's going on. He used to work at BYU Provo, which is Brigham Young University, its main campus, as a professor of engineering. It's unclear when he stopped working there, but BYU did release a statement that he hasn't been employed there since the spring. So, I don't know if that means, like, the beginning of the spring term and he wasn't there at all, or he stopped teaching there, like, partway through the semester or whatever. He vanishes from the story after the initial r/8 passenger snark post breaking the arrest. He is also Mormon. Mm-hmm. And finally, Dodie Hildebrandt. She is a licensed therapist whose license was on probation for breaking confidentiality. She got it back, but is practicing outside of her license in the capacity of connections. Also believes in truth and distortion, and is also Mormon. Okay, so what happened? On August 7th, wow, I just...
I did the same thing, it's okay.
Okay. On August 30th, 7 police cars filled with armed authorities arrived at Ruby/Kevin's residence in Springville, Utah, with weapons drawn, executed a search warrant looking for two minor children who were not in the home. They were at the home of someone else in American Fork, Utah. Ruby made her way down to Jody's residence in Ivins, Utah, or St. George, Utah, which is 4 hours away from Springville. And Ruby and Jody were then arrested at Jody's residence at 9:33 p.m. Both are booked and processed for, at the time, two counts of aggravated child abuse, intentional or knowingly. Ruby and Jody are being held without bail. One of Ruby's younger children climbed out of the window of Jody's house and made their way to a neighbor's home and asked for food and water. The neighbor noticed that the child had wounds, was emaciated, and had duct tape on their wrists and ankles, and called the police at 11:02. The police then searched Jody's house to find another child in similar condition. So what is aggravated child abuse with the stipulation of being intentional or knowingly? It's a second degree felony. It means that the parent inflicted serious physical injury on a child, or having care or custody of a child allows another person to inflict serious physical injury on the child. This includes, but is not limited to, torture, broken bones, brain injury, malnourishment, and burns. Some updates since the initial stuff that happened that I just read. Ruby and Jody have now been charged with 6 counts of aggravated child abuse with the stipulation of intentional. Each count carries a sentence of 1 to 5 years. Kevin hasn't been arrested. Says his goal is to keep his children under his fatherly love, but where has he been all along? DCFS responded to the Frankie home with police in October of 2022. They didn't have enough to get a search warrant, so they couldn't enter the home, which is why nothing was done sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Connections YouTube channel has been taken down since Jody and Ruby's arrest. The child who escaped had been tied up with rope as well, as evidenced by deep lacerations from being tied up. They were taken to St. George Hospital, and the other child was found malnourished and refused medical attention for 4 hours before they conceded and were taken to the hospital. A lot of people wonder why a minor is allowed to refuse medical attention, but Jordan and McKay were saying that it was probably to reduce the amount of trauma that this child had, like to give the child bodily autonomy,
yeah,
in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Jody is reported as informing law enforcement that the two children that were found should never be allowed around other children. Gauze was found in Jody Hildebrand's bathroom used. Ruby was charged because there's evidence that she recorded a YouTube video in Jody's basement, which was enough to say that she was aware of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a hearing today, about 2 hours ago, from the time of recording, and it was just pretty much that there no bail would be continued for both Ruby and Jody, and the next hearing will be September 21st.
Yep.
And that's pretty much all I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something I find very interesting
mm-hmm.
is the 4-hour like road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get arrested in a different county.
Yeah.
That seems suspicious to me for some reason. And then I don't really know why, but where are the kids now?
The two youngest who were involved in the incident, as far as I know, are still in the hospital.
Okay.
And her other two minor children are in DCFS custody. Mm-hmm. And then she has two children who are adults.
Right, because I believe I have seen some Instagram posts from her mm-hmm. oldest daughter.
Yes.
The day that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, where the heck is Kevin? And what is going on with that?
We don't know.
I am interested to see if he gets charged with anything.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because
he was gone.
He wasn't like around, and if they're not legally separated, he still has certain responsibilities to his children.
He can't testify against her.
No.
They're still married.
Because they're still married.
Mm-hmm. So there is that, but it seems like him being gone and out of the picture and all of that,
mm-hmm.
it almost, he can claim innocence that way.
Yeah.
Because he can say he didn't know. But if you watch their videos, it's so clear to me.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first time we're really seeing toxic family channels actually facing repercussions of it.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's a lot of talk about this kind of stuff, and there have been, from what I know, like from a legal standpoint, I feel like they're trying to start making laws in place for these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really think of a time when it's gotten to this point.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's comparable to the family channels that somewhat do it right. But I say right loosely in that, in my opinion, I don't think you should have your kids projected like that.
Yeah.
Especially because being a YouTuber in general, even for people that are adults, it's hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different kind of thing than like child actors, to me anyway.
Yeah.
Even though that's a whole separate fucked up industry, just look at Miley Cyrus. Like,
yeah.
Used to be young, like, you know. But if you guys didn't know, I'm a Miley Cyrus person, so say nice things about her. Yes. Or don't talk about her to me. But it's fascinating to me when you had initially told me about this and I was watching some videos on it. I really think it's going to be interesting to see over the next few years how legislation and laws and all of that works out around this kind of thing.
Yeah.
As far as child labor laws go and what defines child abuse and having stronger lines on it.
Mm-hmm.
But another interesting thing, it's very similar to like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation.
Yeah.
And now they can take all of these YouTube videos and play them in court.
That was a theory that I saw, is that Ruby didn't take the 8 passengers YouTube channel down, the feds did, because allegedly, who was there was local, state, and federal law enforcement officers. And yeah. So
yeah. But I have learned somewhat the hard way. What you put out on the internet is out there.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they can easily just do Wayback Machine and strip all those videos if they weren't already downloaded. And like, there are ways to find all of that. And I think it's interesting because there's so much proof now.
Yeah.
In because of it. And basically, they had been showing the world that they're abusing their children for years. And it's just wild to me, I guess. But not surprising. Disappointing, but not surprising, especially because,
yeah,
you know, I've been watching SVU since I was a small child.
Yeah. So
I think I'm aware what goes on.
Yeah.
But what's interesting to me is being a millennial and seeing how this new generation and how technology and everything is kind of created this.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, imagine what those kids had to go through.
Yeah.
And it's all they know. And I imagine that they're not having the best time.
No.
It's just crazy. I feel like there was another family that got in trouble not too long ago, but I can't think of their channel name. And there were those parents that would do like mean bullying things to two of their kids on their channel that got in trouble a few years ago, but never
yeah.
got, they never got arrested, I don't think. I can't think of their names. If I remember, I'll put it somewhere, but this is the first time, I think, in my opinion, allegedly in a video game, that this has happened on this scale.
Yeah. And you know, the fact that Ruby and Jody are being held without bail is huge. Because that doesn't usually happen for stuff other than like murder cases. But what I heard was they were afraid that Ruby and Jody would either hurt themselves, hurt another person, or flee the jurisdiction if they were out on bail. So that's why bail was denied.
Yeah, and I think it's rare that mothers are held to this standard.
Yeah.
You see it often with fathers, with men in general, but women often luck out in certain situations like this.
Yeah.
And so it is nice for me to see they're being held accountable, which may not seem feminist, but it is, because closer to equality this way.
Yeah.
So it's actually, or in my opinion, it's still a very feminist thing to see this happening, because these two people do not deserve leniency, in my opinion.
No, not at all. During the hearing, Jody and Ruby looked worse for the wear after being in jail for a week.
I can imagine.
Jody looked pissed, which tracks. And
something
Ruby
about
looked like
her
she
is just
slept.
Shady to me.
Oh yeah, she's definitely, she broke confidentiality and lost her license for a time.
Yeah.
Because she reported one of her clients to their bishop in the Mormon church because he was watching adult content, which is a big no-no in the Mormon church.
Yeah. Not a no-no for us, but totally.
The Mormon Church.
Just putting that out there.
Yes.
But I don't know. Something about her driving the 4 hours
seems suspicious. That's Ruby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yes, Ruby driving the 4 hours. Something about that makes it feel shady to me. Like that was planned somehow.
Well, she left her kids with Jody.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Something, I don't know. I feel like they conspired in anticipation of this happening.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is my opinion. All alleged in a video game. But I don't know. So I'm interested to see how everything's going to play out as this continues. And then I'm also interested to see what this is going to do, like, news-wise for Mormons and such.
Yeah.
And this new wave of people on the internet. Because, again, not shitting on Mormons at all.
No.
At all. But I'm just interested to see the news coverage of everything. And figure out where the hell Kevin is.
Yeah.
What is he doing? I need, like, a statement or, like, something. But...
Well, the most we have at the moment is that he wants to keep his children under his fatherly love, and...
Then where were you, buddy?
Yeah.
We only have 2 minutes left. Do you want to hang up and get back on?
Yes. You may need to start the video, though, because I have that barrier of timing.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Woohoo. We're back.
And we're back. So, is there any more about the case you wanted to talk about?
No, that's pretty much all I had. I didn't get too deep into it. I just kind of scratched the surface. Because a lot of the videos that I was watching were like 3.5 hours long. And I couldn't do it for that long.
Yeah, oh man, I can't think of her name. I saw a couple of new videos come out. So I know Cinnamon Toast Ken, who's one of my favorite YouTubers, just covered the case. And there are lots of drama channels reporting on it, I've noticed.
Yeah.
But we will have all the relevant channels to go and look into it more, like linked somewhere.
Yeah.
Guys, for sure. I think it's one of those ones we're going to be watching for a while. So
yeah, definitely. Maybe I know Mormon Stories did a podcast just about Jody, or two podcasts just about Jody. One talking with her clients and one talking with her niece.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to... I haven't watched that one or those two, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think it's a really good discussion on the impact of family channels.
Yeah.
And all of that. So I would love to hear anybody else that has thoughts. Come hang out in the comments with me, because I've always kind of hated the concept of family channels, but I also have the opinion that some people do it right.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what everyone's opinions are. But I don't think I have any other thoughts either.
Yeah.
Other than I hate them.
Yes.
In my opinion. it makes me so angry.
Yeah. Well, that's why I made that video on our story, that it angered me, and then I had a whole week to stew on it.
To ruminate on the anger.
Yes. And then I was upset because the hearing was today, and there was a WebEx link where you could go and watch it, but they only allow 1,000 participants in, and it filled up real quick, and I didn't get in.
I hope,
but there was some shenanigans going on in that hearing.
Oh, I'm sure. I hope that some of the YouTubers that have been covering it extensively that we've talked about, I'm hoping at least one of them got in there or know somebody that did.
Well, apparently it was only virtual. So, I know Jordan and McKay were watching through Law and Crime on YouTube. There were some people in the Jordan McKay Discord who got in. Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's a wrap on our 8 passengers episode for now, I suppose.
Yeah.
If anything else like earth shattering happens, I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Oh yeah.
But would you like to get into our spell break?
Sure. Okay. So this is going up on Monday, September 11th. The color of the day is white, and the incense of the day is lily. And this is a spell for psychic attack, frankincense, bath soak. And it says, September 11, 2001 was a day when the world was held its breath and watched events unfolding in New York. The internet was still in its infancy, and I remember getting my first home computer that day, and I couldn't get online. It was only later in the evening that I learned what had actually happened. Many practitioners reached for the frankincense that day, as this is one of the most sacred oils and is used in many cleansing, anointing, remembering, and protection rituals. It is used as an offering to the gods and goddesses at certain times of the year. However, it can also be used for spells concerning clairvoyance and divination. Further, frankincense is good for protection magic, both for family and loved ones, and for work and career. It is particularly beneficial if you've been under psychic attack and need rebalancing or have been involved with negative and toxic people. The antiseptic qualities of frankincense cleanse and release the toxic residue buildup mentally, physically, and spiritually. Frankincense is probably one of the oldest goods ever traded. This aromatic compound was used from ancient times as incense in India and China and in Christian worship. The ancient Egyptians used to prepare rejuvenating face baths. However, it was also used in food, especially desserts such as frankincense ice cream, Turkish delight, and hard-boiled sweets. Never use undiluted pure essential oil in food and always check the label. If you think you have been under psychic attack, then create a frankincense bath soak with Epsom salts. Using a mortar and pestle, crush together 1 tablespoon of frankincense with 5 tablespoons of Epsom salts. Place in a sealable glass jar and label it. Add a scoop of the mixture to a bath or foot soak. Psychic attack can happen at any time and to anyone, and generally the victim will feel tired and weak. If symptoms persist, seek a doctor's advice. And that is by Tudor Beth.
Fun. I think that was very relevant to what we've been discussing.
Yeah.
But also just relevant to me in my own life.
Yeah.
So in my head, I just made a mental note to go to my metaphysical store and get some frankincense. Like some incense or something.
Yeah. We don't even have a metaphysical store around me.
I know.
Well, maybe. It's out of the way, but I can probably get to it.
I have one that's like 20 minutes from me, and I like it a lot, but they don't always have like a ton. They're very local kind of thing. So it's sometimes hard to find stuff, but I have been going through a period in my life of getting out of toxic relationships because I'm in my Saturn return, you know, and frankincense would be great for me. So I kind of felt like the universe just gave me that.
Yeah.
So if you guys are going through anything similar, go stock up. And I know they keep a lot of stuff like that. You can find it on Etsy, Amazon, stuff like that too. All right. I'm shuffling my cards. I'm using the Trip and Wait Tarot as per usual. I'm glad I found it. It's my favorite card. So this deck is very special because it actually has two of these cards. But it's funny because I rarely ever actually pull it, but I pulled the Fool today. And the Fool is my favorite card, and it's upsetting because I never get him. He never pops out for mine. It's always when I'm reading for somebody else, but I love him because he's happy and dancing and always looking for the positive. And the misconception with this card is usually when you pull it out, people automatically assume something negative.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm the fool, I'm the idiot, I'm the one not understanding. But the thing I love about him is that he's a message to enjoy the simple things. It goes back to what we were talking about before, like honoring your inner child, taking care of yourself, enjoying the things that make you happy, no matter how silly and how minimal they are, or if they're grand and bougie. Like, you're allowed to love the things that you love and be happy about that. The only thing with the Fool is that he is a cautionary card, which is why people think he's negative. But it's more so like, when you are making decisions that make you happy and doing things that make you happy, do them from an informed place of knowing what is good for you, rather than doing something that might temporarily make you happy, but in the end is not for your ultimate good. So essentially he's saying, don't walk into these experiences being naive, but honor the things that do make you happy and enjoy the little things like dancing in the sun and petting your cat and things like that.
Yeah.
Which is why he's my favorite card, because I think people look at him and think, oh, he's dumb. But I don't. I think that he's living in the present. And I would like to do more of that. So I like that overall. Very honor your inner child and spark joy in your own life, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, is that our episode?
Yeah. And I think that card works really well with what we were talking about. Because I hope those kids get the chance to do what makes them happy, no matter how silly it may seem.
And it kind of ties in with our self-love affirmation as well.
Yeah.
Even if you had a rough childhood or a bitter past, it doesn't define you as a person. And learning to love yourself and honoring the little version of you is an incredible experience. And I just enjoy the little things more, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, in my opinion. All right, well, I guess that's our show. If you're still here and you want to follow us on social media, we are on Instagram at SVU Coven. We are also on Discord. Feel free to click the link in our Instagram bio if you want to join. If you're not on Instagram, you can always hit our line at svucoven@gmail.com. Especially if you're interested in sponsoring the show, being on the show, or working with us in any capacity, that's the best place to reach us. And we have merch on Fourth Wall, and it's super stinking cute, and we designed it ourselves, and all of the money from that goes back into the show and to Fourth Wall as well. So check that out if you have time.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
And this is another reminder to rate, review, subscribe, and comment. Rating and subscribing are the most important things. They tell the algorithm that you like us and they will recommend us to other people. Reviewing and commenting is just really nice. We lost all our reviews when we switched podcast hosts and we would like them back. We appreciate the energy exchange. And commenting is just really awesome. Come join Katie in the comments. We would love to hear what you have to say about this topic. There will be links in the description to like Jordan McKay, Mormon Stories, Fundy Fridays, and the like.
Yeah. Go check them all out because yes. They've done years of research, it yeah. feels like. And special thank you to Coley for doing the absolute most for this episode and ruminating on it for a long time. All right, well, that's our show.
That's our show.
I love you.
I love you too.
Talk to you soon. Blessed be.
Blessed be.